Civil society organizations have backed proposals to increase taxes on alcohol and sports betting, arguing the revenue will help fund Uganda's trained health sector. Appearing before Parliament's Finance Committee, Moses Tahi Tiba said alcohol marketing tactics encourage excessive consumption, contributing to rising mental health cases linked to addiction. The Tax Justice Alliance Uganda also supported higher taxes on sugar, citing the growing burden of non-communicable diseases. Meanwhile, Kennedy Oluma backed proposals in the Lotteries and Gaming Amendment Bill 2026 to raise gaming payouts from 20% to 30%, noting the mental health risks associated with betting. However, Loja Chitengo asked Parliament to first study the economic impact before extending tax waivers for Bujagali Electricity Limited 2032.
The Ministry of Education has received additional external funding to development projects, 138.21 billion and Uganda shilling 69 billion to cater for operationalization of UNITE and the TVET camps. Our local governments have received the 535.1 billion for enhancement to teachers' wages. So the National Council for Higher Education received operational funds for and also funds for completion of its infrastructure projects. Project 18 billion Uganda shillings. The National Council of Sports has received 122.89 billion to support AFCON preparation.